We now head to India, which in recent months has been rocked by protests over violence and sexual assault against women. But it's not just the streets where the fight for gender equality is unfolding.
That's right. One woman in the western Indian city of Pune has taken her fight to the kitchen. Homemaker and actress Meeta Gokhale runs a cooking class which is only for men. The idea, it's meant to encourage Indian men to don an apron and help out in the kitchen. Meeta's motto, to gain more respect for women. Sonia Faunaker has been finding out more.
It's an early Saturday morning in the city of Pune and Meeta Gokhale's kitchen is already buzzing with activity. Pots and pans are pulled out, onions chopped. Gokhale stirs some mustard seeds, turmeric and green chilies in a pan. It smells delicious. Dressed in a yellow apron and silk sari, the 53-year-old is teaching a cooking class. What's so special about it? It's only for men. Four of them in check shirts gather around Gokhale as she explains in the local language Marathi how to make a traditional dish of rice and lentils. Some of the men take notes. It's an unusual scene in a country where men are not encouraged to cook and where everything related to the kitchen is still largely considered a woman's job, Gokhale says. That's what prompted the passionate cook to set up the course.
खूपशा प्रमाणामध्ये इंडियन मेंटॅलिटी पुरुषांची अशी आहे की
Most Indian men think the kitchen isn't their domain, that it's a woman's world. They expect a plate of hot home-cooked food to simply materialize in front of them, without any appreciation for what goes into making it. And I want to change that mentality with my class.
The four-day class teaches men everything from how to dice onions, identify different spices, keep the kitchen counter clean, to making a few local dishes. Gokhale is a natural teacher. Her bubbly personality and sense of humor help put the students at ease.
Some men are uncomfortable learning cooking from a woman. Many are embarrassed that they don't even know how to light the stove or make a cup of tea. So I reassure them that it's okay and that I can teach them all that, right up to kneading dough and making Indian bread.
Located in a traditional wooden house in Pune's crowded Sadashivpet district, the class attracts all kinds of men. Many come to learn how to cook before they go abroad to study or to work. But even married men and food lovers aren't uncommon. Gokhale says many men who attend her lessons learn to value and appreciate women because they now understand what it takes to feed a family. Shrikant Abhyankar, a 45-year-old electrician who's learning how to make a local curry, agrees.
I think all men should learn to cook. It's only when you start cooking yourself as a man do you realize the amount of work your mother and sister have been doing, at times cooking at home and working outside.
Gokhale says the class goes well beyond cooking. She often doubles up as a counselor, listening to some of the students talk about the reactions they encounter, especially if they're married. Javed Inamdar is a software engineer. He signed up for the class in order to help his wife, an IT professional who works long hours. He says he's long stopped telling his male friends and colleagues that he cooks at home.
It's kind of, you know, it's a typical Indian society wherein if I say that I go home and cook for my wife, people look down upon such people and say, you know what you're doing, then why you got married? So that kind of thing is there, but I cannot change that.
Despite such attitudes, Gokhale points out that men who cook are more confident and more in touch with the family customs, since many Indian traditions are firmly embedded in the cuisine. What's more, she says, cooking at home is both healthy and nutritious, and it helps to keep families together. At a time when both men and women work and increasingly struggle to find a work-life balance. Javed Inamdar's wife couldn't agree more. Prajakta Gore, who's 33, says she was thrilled when her husband decided to learn cooking.
I would say that he is one of a kind because I know that not many husbands cook for their wives. So I really appreciate it. Many a times we cook also together. So it also, I would say it's a kind of bonding. We argue a lot because many a times I don't like the way he do things. But then it's okay. I feel good. I mean, it's very good for our relationship, I would say.
Bharat Kitchen stars, 12 hafte ka lamba safar aur sabki manzil.
Gokhale's class is a far cry from the glitzy world of Indian television cooking shows which have been booming in recent years. That's sparked thousands of fancy restaurants across the country dishing up exotic food. But it hasn't affected the popularity of Gokhale's No Frills cooking course. Sanjay Pense is a former journalist who used to write a food column. He says Gokhale's class stands apart for a few reasons. He says he's picking up essential tips here that he would never have learned elsewhere, such as churning yogurt to make buttermilk. The 45-year-old says such things in India are usually only passed down from mothers to their daughters.
Another very important thing that you will find at this cookery class, which you won't find in other commercially run establishments, is that this is actually our daily food. This is what is cooked in our homes. So there's a great comfort level. So it's like learning a family secret.